Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport,
every game,
everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's off this week. Steve Molesky will be joining us coming up at 12 o'clock. Talk Orioles with him. Final 2 hours of the program. Orioles, of course, they've lost 7 in a row, including last night, 5-4. Mike Elias will meet with the media in Milwaukee coming up at 4:30 today. That should be interesting. Can't wait to dissect that one when we reconvene tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Ryan Ripken will be back tomorrow as we rip it with him. So stay tuned for all of that good stuff. But Stanley Cup playoffs resume tonight. Eastern Conference Finals. Panthers at Hurricanes. Hurricanes finished off the Caps last week. So the winner of this one gets to the Stanley Cup Finals. Florida blew out Toronto. Game 7 in Toronto. So the Panthers defending champions trying to make it back-to-back out west. Oilers at Stars. Not a hockey aficionado by any stretch, but I'm going to root for Edmonton just for the hell of it. The old Jari Kurri, Messier, Wayne Gretzky, Grant Fuhr days of 40-some years ago. However, in the NBA playoffs, Western Conference Finals start tonight. T-Wolves at the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City survives Denver 7 games. Blow out the Nuggets. Big time. You get there, T-Wolves beat the Curry-less, for the most part, Warriors to reach it for the second time consecutively. First time in franchise history. Minnesota has done that. We think Nolan McGraw, the Ant-Man, against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You got Julius Randle, who's been playing his ass off here as of late. Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, of course, Aaron Wiggins with the Thunder. Who you liking out west?
I mean, I'm going to roll with the Thunder. Feels easy, feels chalky as the top seed, but I don't know. I just feel like they're a little bit deeper. I'll take their star power slightly over what they've got there in Minnesota. So we'll see. But I mean, look, Timberwolves run to this point, very impressive. Although I feel like there's been some games here and there where Anthony Edwards has kind of taken off. Maybe not at his best. They can't afford that in this one.
Yeah, and you can't have him if he's ice cold from beyond the arc. Stop shooting threes. Get to the rim, which he does as well as any player in the NBA. I'm going OKC in 6 games here. But it should be a physical series. I'm sure there'll be some drama. Usually is. But the Thunder, they'll get to the finals. And in the East, which starts tomorrow, Pacers at the Knicks. Indiana's in the conference finals. Second straight year. Remember, they beat New York in the semifinals last year. The good thing is the Eastern Conference Finals are on TNT. Because if they were on ESPN, which has the West, the big story in Game 7 last year between Indiana and the Knicks was Stephen A. Smith profiling like he was the Pope. And they got blown out, which is great. Dan Patrick is even like, they really screwed that up, making that game all about him instead of about the drama that goes along with this rivalry. So maybe he'll still profile and we get to listen to Shaq and Kenny and Barkley make fun of it, because next year, unfortunately, Inside the NBA moves to, even though TNT is going to produce it, it's going to be on ESPN, which means they'll be shoving Screaming A down your throat,
right,
whether you want it or not.
But he's been surpassed. I mean, all the celebrity Knicks fans have come out of the woodwork now that they're actually doing something worthwhile. I mean, Timothy Chalamet, he's like the top
who?
Knicks. The actor.
I didn't know who he was till this Bob Dylan thing came out. And yeah, for the record, that. I'm not a big Bob Dylan fan.
He was in Dune.
Oh, never
Willy
saw
Willy Wonka. He was the new Willy Wonka.
No, nah, I saw the original one, kind of, sort of.
Well, nothing tops Gene Wilder.
No. And I've only seen bits and pieces of that one. No, so Timothy Chalamet. All right, I'm taking your word, he's a star. And I see he's rat-a-tat-tat in a Jenner. which I think most of Hollywood has, or
impressive.
Athletic field.
Impressive nonetheless.
Yeah, but I didn't know who he was till the Bob Dylan movie came out, so I'll take your word. I saw Ben Stiller was there.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I mean, I think...
Is he still an A-lister?
No. We're beyond the Spike Lee stuff. I mean, I don't need that anymore. It's time for a new wave, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay. I know Baba Booey was at the last game against Boston himself.
I'm saying. All the stars were out.
Yeah, there you go. Baba Booey. Anyway, I like the Knicks in six. In a competitive, every game will be close series. Halliburton, we talked about it yesterday, Nolan. Is he a superstar, full-fledged? Maybe not. Like, would you say Cade Cunningham's more of a superstar than Halliburton is? Or are they equals?
That's tough. I mean, because Halliburton's been on the bigger stage.
Yeah, he was on the Olympic team, didn't play, but got a gold medal. Back-to-back conference finals. Jalen Brunson's a superstar or a star?
Well, what he does in the playoffs, I think, makes him...
Yeah.
Star.
So I'll go New York in six in a hotly contested game. Now, perfect world, you want to see Minnesota play New York. Thibodeau used to coach Minnesota. They traded Cat to New York for Julius Randle and DiVincenzo. Remember Dante DiVincenzo almost got into a fight during the preseason with Jalen Brunson's dad. And Brunson and DiVincenzo and Bridges and Hart were teammates at Villanova. I want to see a better series, though. Drama aside, I think OKC in New York would be the better series.
Well, I think this one will go the distance. We're going seven games again.
Okay.
But I'll go with the Pacers. I don't know. They're just something. They're balanced. Nobody has to be the ball hawk. They just spread it around. They're very efficient. And to be honest with you, it hasn't bit New York to this point. But the way Thibodeau plays his guys during the regular season, I mean, they're up by 20 or down by 20 in the fourth quarter, and he's still got all of his starters out there. At some point, it's got to catch up with you. I'm not even a load management guy, but Thibodeau's excessive with that stuff.
You want to see more of a young Bob Haney? Tyler Kolek reminds me of me, 1983.
Sure.
But taller and better.
Why not?
It's the Whip Around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation this week. Stay in Orioles history. Today is the 20th. Of May 1997, Oriole Park Camden Yards. Rafael Palmeiro had two ribbies. Eric Davis, Robbie Alomar each drove in a run. Scott Kamenicki went seven strong for the win. Randy Myers picked up the save as he was brilliant in 97. 2023, Orioles taking on the Blue Jays in Toronto. We got free baseball until we didn't.
Runner at third, the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball towards third. Backhanded by Chapman. Coming down the line with the throw. It hit the runner in the back. And Mountcastle slides in safely. And the Orioles have a 6-5 lead.
Blue Jays radio, the always exciting fielder's choice grounder to bring in the eventual winning run as Austin Hayes, who had a big game last night for Cincinnati, by the way, drove in Ryan Mountcastle. Cedric Mullins, Ryan O'Hearn hit home runs. Felix Bautista got the win. The good old days of 2 years ago, the Orioles beat the Blue Jays 6-5. We'll talk about the real days of this year with Steve Molesky coming up top of the hour. We got the news from the Nest segment, Derrick Henry, in a few minutes. But when we come back, talk Terps. Dave LaMonica, Buzz Williams is buzzing, bringing in some talent. Maryland's got a new AD. Dave's going to talk about this guy. James E. Smith will be introduced to the masses coming up on Thursday.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.